Reading from the Jiva Dharma, chapter 38, Shingara Ras, Mukhya Sambhog, and Ashta Kaliya Lila. Om Jnana Timurandasya, Gananjana Shalakaya, Taksur Unmalatam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadam Aiham Dadati Sa Padantikam Panchakopa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Shivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Stuyvesant Falls. I'm at my place. I just spent a wonderful two days in Hartford with Naranjan Swami, and Jivan Mukha drove me back, so I did get back in time for the class, and we'll be able to share something and continue this, the Jiva Dharma. This wonderful novel by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And now we're with Vijay Kumar, the uncle of Vrajanath, the stories of people coming to Krishna consciousness. And they've been sent to Puri to Gopal Guru Goswami to learn Raganuga Bhakti. And now there's a discussion of the different subjects, and we've been discussing that. And they discussed that there's Sambhog and Vipralamba. Vipralamba Ras is the intensity of love that's felt in separation, and Sambhog Ras is the intensity of love that's found in the union. And they describe the different types of sambhog. And then there's mukhya sambhog and kona sambhog. Mukhya sambhog is the unions, the intensity of that feeling of union that happens in the awakened state, which takes place after they've never met before, or after they're separated due to some anger, or after they've been separated for some time, and then separated for a long time. So this meeting after being separated, and the feelings of rapture in those dealings when they're with each other and talking and touching each other, and they're in that mood of the object is just to give pleasure. That was Mukhya. And Gona refers that her experience towards different types of dreams. And the same feelings are there in dreams as the awakened state. Okay, and that was discussed quite in depth for those of you who want to study it. Then he said, now, instruct me about the Nitya Lila. Nitya means eternal, but it also means every day, just like During Kartik, we take Nitya Seva. We do the same thing every day. So Krishna has the Nitya Lila. It's eternally manifesting, happening in sequential order every day. And it's Asta Kalila. Asta Kalila Lila. It happens in 8 parts of the day, and that's going to be described. So Goswami says we find 2 types of descriptions, one by the rishis and other by the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Which of those would you like to hear? I suppose it's descriptions of the same thing. The 6 Goswamis would meditate on the Bhagavatam and would pray to the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is chit shakti, it's spiritual. So it would reveal deeper and deeper aspects of Krishna's pastimes. They would manifest in the heart. So they want to hear about, like to hear about the shlokas that the rishis have composed. Then Goswami says, Nishanta Pata Purhama Madhyahash Shaparanaka. The Ashta Kaliya Lila of Raj takes place during 8 periods of the day and night. They are Nishant, the end of the night just before the dawn. So this is all described in a book called Govinda Lila by Krishna Das Kaviraj, where he describes the Nitya Lila, practically the minute by minute pastimes of Raj and Krishna. I heard an English translation of Govinda Lilamrita as a day in the life of Krishna. So the Asta Kalila Lila, Asta Kalila Lila of Vraj takes place during the 8 periods of day and night. These are Nishanta, the end of the night just before dawn, Prata, morning, Purvana, forenoon, Madhyana, noon, Aparhana, afternoon, Sayam, late afternoon and dusk, and dusk, Pradosha, evening, and Ratri, night. Ratri Lila and the Madhyana Lila both last for 6 muhurtas, while the other 6 periods each last for 3 muhurtas. A muhurta is 48 minutes. There are 36 muhurtas in a day. So obviously the noon lila and the night lila are the longest. Sri Sadashiva has explained this Ashta Kaliya Lila in Sanat Kumara Samhita. He has specified which services are to be rendered at particular times of the day in accordance with the Ashta Kaliya Lila. Thus, one should remember the appropriate lila at the appropriate time. So this is a type of meditation, that one is meditating on Krishna's pastimes at particular times of the day. So he has a frame of reference to meditate and try at an advanced stage to begin to enter out of this temporary reality and enter into an eternal reality. In that sense, our world is not real because it's temporary. And the whole thing is a projection. Because it's a projection of our false self in relationship to the environment, not our real self. So he says that the services are rendered, and it's appropriate that one should remember them. So Vijay Prabhu, may I please hear the statements of Jagat Guru Shada Shiva? Listen carefully. Now he quotes from the Sanat Kumar Samhita. Sada Shiva Uvacha Parakiya Imaniyas Tatasya Chapriya Jana Pachurain Haiva Bhavena Ramayanti Nijapriyam. Sada Shiva said, Srihari's beloved damsels in Vraj, who have the sentiments of Parakiya Bhav towards him, please the darling of their hearts with profuse moods of the Divya Prem. So, of course, Parakiya is to do para with an other, this unwedded love, where the risks are involved. So I'll just read the English. I'm not going to skip the Sanskrit. Hey Narada, you should contemplate your Atma Sarup in the following manner. You are a Kishori, a pre-adolescent gopi, and you reside in the very heart of transcendental Vrindavan, amidst the beloved damsels of Krishna who are endowed with paramore sentiments to him. You have a charming, youthful form, an enchanting, intoxicating beauty. You accomplished in many fine arts for Sri Krishna's pleasure. Yet even if Krishna earnestly requests to meet with you, you are ever averse to pleasure unrelated to the pleasure of your Swamini. Swamini, that's Radha. You're the maidservant of Sri Krishna's most beloved consort, Srimati Radhika, and are wholly and exclusively dedicated to her seva. You always have more prem for Sri Radhika than for Krishna. Every day, with much endeavor, you arrange for the youthful couple's meeting and remain forever content with the ecstatic bliss of their service. Thus, while conceiving of your Atma Sarup in this particular way, you should painstakingly render Manasi Seva in transcendental Vrindavan from Brahma Muhurta to the end of Nishant Leela pastimes at night's end. Vijay, what is the Nishant Leela? So again, the Nishant Leela is Astika Kaliya Leela. It's the first part of the day, and it's just before the sunrise, before the dawn, when Radha and Krishna are together. So I'll read one verse and then the rest in English. Sri Brinda Uvacha Madhye Brindavane Ramye Panchacha Satkunja Mandite Kalpa Viksha Nakunjeshu Divyaratna Maye Grihe. Sri Brinda Devi said, in the midst of enchanting Vrindavan, surrounded by 50 kunjas of desire trees, lies a bower cottage of Chintamani gems. There on a bed of fragrant flowers, Yugal Kishore, Vrishabhanu, Dulali, Srimati Radharani, and Brijendranandana Shamsundar, Sri Krishna, lie asleep in a firm embrace. And according to the instructions, the birds attempt to awaken them by rousing chorus of melodious warbling songs. However, the two lovers have become so intrinsically, unbreakably one to their deep embrace that even the thought of breaking up invokes alarm. Indeed, they are unable in the slightest to fix their minds on rising. However, by the repeated and ingenious urgings of the Shuka and Sharika, the male and female parrots, they at last awaken and rise from their bed. Seeing Radha Krishna sitting blissfully on the bed, the Sakis happily approach them and render various service required at that time. But just thereafter, through further prompting from the Sharika, the divine couple inevitably arise from the bed and rush to their respective homes, full of anxiety, provoked by the transcendental rasas of fear and restlessness. So you can see this is happening for you know, over 2 hours. And there's just some verses because you can't just enter it intellectually. But this gives you a frame of reference in your deep chanting of the Holy Name after years and years of practice. Then by meditating on this, it will reciprocate with you and reveal the details of that lila and the descriptions of it, and what they're feeling, what the bed looks like, and what the manjaris and their assistants and what they're doing. And it will all be revealed. What are the prata kaliya lila morning pastimes? Pratascha bonito matrat. Talparutaya satvara kritva krishno danta kashtam baladeva samanvita. In the morning, Yasoda Maya calls Krishna, who then gets up from his bed and brushes his teeth with a twig in the company of Sri Baladev. Then with her permission, they go to the cow shed, eager to milk their cows. O sage, Sri Radha also leaves her bed in the morning, awakened by her suckies. After she has brushed her pearl-like teeth with an astringent twig, her suckies massage her body with aromatic oils. After that, she enters the bathing chamber and sits upon an elevated asana, while Lalita and the other principal suckies perform abhishek of her divine form. Now she enters the ornament palace. There, her suckies apply divine creams and scents, decorate her with various divine garments and ornaments, adorn her with pleasing, fragrant garlands, and cool her brow with the pulp of sandal. When Srimati Radhika has thus received complete and attentive service from her suckies, by Yasoda Mayi's request, she departs for Nanda Bhavan to cook delicious food for Sri Krishna. Hearing this, Narada asked, "Hey Devi, there are many expert cooks headed by Rohini Maya. Why then does Mother Yasoda invite Radharani to cook in Nanda Bhavan?" Sri Vrindadevi said, "O Narada, I formerly heard from Bhagavati Katyayani, that Durvasa Muni bestowed the following boon upon Srimati Radhika. Hey Devi, by my mercy, whatever food you cook will rival the nectar of the gods. Furthermore, it will bless the eater with great longevity." Thus Putra Vatsal, Yasoda praying, "Let my son be long-lived. Daily invite Srimati Radhika to Nanda Bhavan to cook. She also has an intense greed to taste that delectable food." Taking permission from her mother-in-law, Srimati Radhika blissfully comes to the house of Nanda, accompanied by her suckies, to prepare the kitchen. Meanwhile, Sri Krishna milks a few cows himself, and then on his father's order, he engages others to milk the remaining cows and returns home with his friends. Arriving home, his servants gleefully massage his divine body with oil and bathe him. Then they dress him with fresh clothes, smear his body beautifully with sandalwood paste, and decorate him with fragrant garlands. Krishna wears two garments. One covers his lower body and one his chest. Cascading around his graceful neck and forehead, his charming, curly hair brilliantly expands his unprecedented sweet beauty. On his effulgent forehead, which resembles the half moon, his servants draw a charming tilak sign, which delights the eyes of all. On his wrist, Sri Krishna wears bejeweled bracelets, and his arms, precious jeweled bangles. On his hand, signet rings shine. On his chest, a pearl necklace glistens, and dazzling Makara-shaped sapphire earrings swing from his ears. After this, Sri Krishna hears Yasoda Mati, Yasomati, repeatedly calling him, so surrounded by his sakas and holding one of them by the hand, he follows his elder brother to the Bojan Alai, the dining hall. There, in his sucker's company, he relishes all the preparations prepared by Radhika and her suckies. Making many jokes, he makes his friends laugh, and he also laughs with them. When he finished his meal, he takes akshman, mouthwash, and his servants offer him tambula, which he distributes among the sakas, his friends. Thereafter, he rests on the transcendental bed for some time and chews the tambula. Vijay, please describe the Purvana Lila, the forenoon pastimes. Gopavesha Dara Krishna Tenu Vrinda Prasara Rajavasi Janai Pritya Sarvai Anugatapati. Sri Krishna, attired in Gopa Vesh, then leaves the village with the cows for cow grazing. At that time, all the Vrajvasis follow him some distance from the village, drawn by their intense love and affection for him. Speaking respectfully, Sri Krishna offers pranam to his father and mother. At the same time, through the corner of his eyes, he glances meaningfully at his beloved gopis and thrills their hearts. And after paying due respect to those who have followed him, Bamsi Dari Sham proceeds with his suckers towards the pastures. Having entered the forest for some time, he creates many kinds of games and gleefully sports with his suckers. Then, cleverly engaging them in activities such as pasturing the cows, he tricks them and leaves them all aside. He then proceeds jubilantly with two or three Priya suckers towards the rendezvous with his beloved gopis, eager to see his Priya. Please describe the Madhyana Lila, midday pastimes, and supposedly these are the longest of the pastimes. Something happened here and I lost my... Got it. Sapi Krishne Vinamyantam Drishva Svagriham Agata Sayari Puja Vyajena Kusamad Yatridachalad. After watching Sri Krishna leave for the forest, his most beloved consort, Srimati Radhika, returns to her home. Then, on the pretext of performing Surya Puja or collecting flowers, she tricks her elders in order to have sangha with her Priyatama, Sham. Accompanied by her sakis, she goes to the same forest to meet him. And after much endeavor, Radha and Krishna meet again and blissfully enact various sportive Paramananda Leela together in the forest. At times, Radha and Krishna sit on a swing and are swung by their sakis. Sometimes, while feeling slightly drowsy, Srihari's Venu slips from his fingers and is stolen by his Priya, Sri Radha. Despite restlessly searching on all sides for it, he finally becomes disappointed and gives up hope. At that point, the beloved gopis offer the Venu or the flute into his hands. Laughing and making witty remarks, at that time, Krishna looks splendid as he delights the gopis by teasing them, joking, and countering their impudent remarks. Sometimes Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna enter a particular section of the forest that is attended by the spring season personified. There they use silver syringes filled with colored water mixed with fragrant substance, such as kumkum and chandan, to drench each other. And in other times, they smear the paste of chandan, kumkum, and so on all over each other's limbs. and the beauty and splendor of that forest, which is served on all sides by soothing spring breezes. The Sakis also join in their transcendental sports by assisting them to bathe one another with that fragrant water. O best of the Munis, Srimati Radha and Krishna and their confidential Sakas and Sakis perform various blissful sports appropriate for that time. Feeling fatigue from performing their pastimes in this lively way, they sit beneath a tree. On a divine throne, enjoy drinking nectarian honey wine, madhu. Becoming intoxicated by that madhu, they close their eyes and sleep for some time. Holding each other's hands, Radha Shyam become pierced by the arrows of Kamadev, and desiring to enjoy with one another, their lotus feet stumble from the path and they enter the kunj. Thereafter, Srimati Radhika and Shyam Sundar freely consort with each other in the kunj, like the king of elephants and his mates. The Sakis, who are also intoxicated with madhu, proceed drowsily to various charming kunjas nearby. By the influence of his inconceivable potency, Sri Krishna manifests himself in many forms and simultaneously meets individually with each Sakhi. Just as an elephant infatuated by lust does not feel tired when he unites with a number of she elephants, at the same time that he is given further and further inspiration to Sri Radha, Sri Krishna consorts with his many beloved Sakis. After such amorous sports with Srimati Radhika and her confidential Sakis, they enter a lake for water sports. Sri Narada said, O Vrinda, how is it possible for the Aishwarya feature to manifest in the Madhurya of Sri Nandanandana's pastimes? Please dispel this doubt. So hearing this, how do you understand that Krishna is still God? Vrindadevi said, O Muni, Srihari's Madhurya is actually his Leela Shakti. With this Shakti, he performs his most attractive and sweet pastimes. It is only through this Madhurya Leela Shakti that he sports it at the same time with each Gopa and Gopi. But in his original form, he supports with Sri Radha. This is Krishna's Madhurya Shakti, not his Aishwarya Shakti. After entering within the lake, Radha, Krishna, and their Sakis begin their play by splashing water at each other and then bathing each other. Then within a divine bower of jewels situated on the shore of that lake, I offer them a repaste of fruits and herbal drinks that I have prepared myself. Srimati Radhika personally serves Krishna as he honors the festive food first. He then rests on a bed of flowers. At that time, two or three Sakis attend him. By supplying him with betel nuts, tambula, fanning him, massaging his feet, and so on, as a Sakhi serves Krishna, he falls asleep, smiling, absorbed in thoughts of his beloved Radhika. When Sri Krishna rests, Radhika and her Sakis, with great love and delight, relish the remnants of food and drink left by her lover. After Sri Radhika has accepted a little of Krishna's remnants, she goes to the bedroom and gazes upon the lotus feet of her Pranavallabha. Sri Krishna, just like the Chakori bird, looks at the moon. The Sakis there offer her the tambula chewed by Sri Shyama Sundar. She also chews the remnants after dividing it among her Sakis. Sri Krishna is eager to hear the sweet, uninhibited talks between Sri Radhika and her Sakis, so he covered his whole body with cloth and pretends to be deeply asleep, although he is fully awake. The Sakis think that Krishna is asleep and freely make witty remarks, laughing and cutting jokes with each other. Soon afterwards, however, they guessed that he was only pretending to be asleep. and has cleverly heard everything that they said. Feeling ashamed, they press their tongues between their teeth, and immersed in shyness, they look at each other's faces in awe, unable to speak. However, they very soon recover their natural state. Throwing the cloth from Krishna's body, they say, "What a sound sleep you are having." This amuses Krishna, and they all laugh together. O best of the Munis, in this way, Radha, Krishna, and the Sakhis perform a variety of playful pastimes, which are full of witty jokes and laughter, and then they enjoy blissful sleep for some time. Thereafter, in great delight, they all sit on a divine, capacious raised seat. Then wagering necklaces, garments, kisses or embraces, with bhavas of praying, they jestingly gamble with dice. Even though Krishna is defeated, he falsely claims that he is won. Thus he approaches to take away Radhika's necklace, but she slaps him. Being thus slapped by his lotus hands, Krishna becomes morose. Pretending that he's about to leave the place, he says, "O Devi, I've been defeated by you. Here, take my wager. These are the kisses and other things that I staked before." So saying, Sri Krishna awards Sri Radhika her kisses and so on. Being eager to witness Sri Radha's crooked eyebrows and hear her words of chastisement to Sri Shyam, the Sukha and Sari birds come and begin a dispute about the respective virtues of Radha and Krishna. After hearing that dispute between the Sukha and Sari, Sisi Radha and Krishna depart for their respective destinations. Sri Krishna takes leave of his Pranavallabha Srimati Radhika and goes to rejoin the cows. Srimati Radhika goes with her sakis to Surya Mandir to perform Surya Puja. Meanwhile, after Krishna has gone a short distance, he disguises himself as a Brahmin priest and also sets off to Surya Mandira. Srimati Radhika's sakis think that he is a pujari who will help them to conduct their worship, and they request him to perform Surya Puja on their behalf. Thereupon, Sri Krishna begins to perform Surya Puja with funny concocted Vedic mantras. When the intelligent Sakis hear these made-up Vedic mantras, they immediately understand that this priest is none other than their lover, Sri Krishna himself, who is distressed in separation from Sri Radhika. Knowing this, drowning in the ocean of the bliss of praying, they forget their own identity and that of others. O Muni, when they have spent 2.5 praharas performing a variety of pastimes like this, Srimati Radhika and her sakis return to their respective homes, while Krishna proceeds to his cows. So I'm going to end there for today. If anybody would like to say hello or ask a question or appreciate something, they're welcome. Anybody like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj, it's Priya.
Priya, thank you so much for listening. Great. Anybody else with you there?
No.
Okay, thank you so much, Priya. Okay, I'm going to go now. Bunch of Kopa Tribus.